Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is the MCO Intern Think and Grow Rich Mastermind Blog Talk Show. And the hello that you hear is our host of the show, and this is Special Ann Treshanna. Hi, Special. Hi, Treshanna. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And Special is learning how to host the show. So, Special, I'm turning the show over to you.
Good afternoon. My name is Special, and today we'll be discussing, as MCO interns, we're going to be discussing the Think and Grow Rich. Myself, Special, and Treshanna, who's also on the line, is going to be discussing Think and Grow Rich and how it is a helpful tool to us, not only in the workspace, but also in life. And it also teaches us principles of success to the youth. So I wanted to ask Treshanna how the book that she's read, the chapter she's read, which is chapter one, Desire, how it has affected her not only in her workspace, but in her personal life. Treshanna?
Chapter one of the book was really eye-opening for me because it's showing you that when you want something, you have to go after it and get it, and you should have no negative thoughts and just think positive, and you can always achieve what you want. And for me, that was before. I always used to give up on stuff before, like if I couldn't get it completed, I just gave up. But chapter one has showed me that you can't just give up after your first try, because it may take a lot of tries and trial and errors, and for every mistake, there's always an accomplishment. So you can't give up easily, and basically that's it.
That's good. Ms. McNeil? Hello?
I think it's
yes. Yes, Special, I'm here.
I would like to ask you how the book has impacted you in your work life and your personal life.
Well, Special, for me, the book has changed my life and the life of everyone that I come in contact with. And so I like to share the story that at 9 p.m. on December 31st, 1979, I picked up a copy of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And as I began to read the book began to read me. And now, many, 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 many years later, I have used the book and the principles of the book to impact my business, my goal setting, my vision for my life, my mission, my purpose, my daily activities are driven by many of the principles in the book. So that's how the book has impacted me. Now, what about you, Special?
Me, I've used the book and what I've read more in my personal life. I was kind of just oblivious to just how much money I wanted and what exactly I wanted to do and all that. So once I read the book and it taught me how to have desire and how you have to have faith, it gave me a different outlook. So what I did was in chapter one, it has six steps. Do I know the six steps by heart? No, but I have them written down. And I just follow those six steps when that's just having a goal, being consistent in that goal, and just really just going for what I want and knowing what I want to do. So that's how the book has had that type of impact on me. I'm not finished with the book, but what I've read so far has been very helpful to me. So my question to Treshanna would be, how have you used what you've read so far in the book in real life?
So far what I've read in the book, how I've used it in real life. Okay. So I don't think I've had the chance to actually use it yet, but I'm pretty sure I will, because it has taught me a lot just from one chapter.
Okay, so when you get the chance, how would you take on that chance? What would you do? How would you use what you learned to take on that chance?
Okay, just like you said about being oblivious to the things you want, I think that I'm the same way. So I hope that I can learn to, like, set goals and accomplishments for myself that I know are attainable, and even some that I know that's, like, a lot, but I can still get there when I need to. So just by reading this book, I think that my life will be changed completely, and I will be a brand new person by the time I finish reading it.
So do you like the book so far?
Yes, I love the book.
What do you think about the book?
I think anyone who wants to be successful and who wants to go into business, who wants to be something, should read this book. I would highly suggest it to anyone who has business or anything to do with business in their future.
Okay. Do you think this book can affect you in any type of way after you're through reading it?
Yeah, I think it can.
Why?
I think it could, like, okay, say, for instance, I'm the type of person to give up easily. But what this book is showing me is you can't give up easily. Just because something doesn't go right the first time doesn't mean you stop trying. You have to keep going and going until you finally get what you want.
Right, and that's how you learn, because you wouldn't really learn if you just gave up easily, right?
Right.
You wouldn't know what the experience was like because you gave up.
Right.
Do you have any other comments that you would like to add or that you would like to say, whether it's about the book?
The book. Not really.
Okay. Ms. McNeil?
What about you, like?
Yes, of course, I have comments. And my comments are the fact that I am so very proud of both of you, because learned that you were going to be doing this show, and from beginning to the end, in less than an hour, you have learned to schedule a show, you have learned to host the show, you've learned how to be the guest on a show, and now you can add that to how you learn how to think and grow rich in every area of your life. And so I'm going to sign off, and I know we're at the very end of the show, and we're going to look forward next Friday having all of you on to host another show. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.